I've been to most things around here over the years, but I'd never been to the Man from Snowy River Festival.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you hadn't been.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, an hour and a half out of town.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a bit of a drive to get there. Are you glad you went?
Yeah. When was the last time you went to the Man from Snowy River Festival?
Probably about 5 years ago, I reckon.
Right. Now.
Oh, no, that's a fib. No. 2 years ago, because I went there and did a photography session.
That's right. I remember you did that. See, I was going to say, if it was 5 years ago, I reckon it'd be quite a bit different now. But with 2 years, it would have been just about as big.
Massive.
Every year, it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And this was the biggest one again, they reckon. I was blown away by that number of people there. Because the last time I went to Corryong, it was just an average weekend. And by midday,
the place is closed.
Yeah, the main street was basically closed. The IGA was closed up, and it wasn't very many people around. There were thousands of people.
Yeah, it's pumping when the festival's
amazing.
On. Absolutely pumping.
Yeah.
It's almost like a whole nother town comes to the town.
It really is.
A big city, actually.
Yeah, and the camping grounds are just packed, and people from all around Australia. This will give you an idea, because I was just walking around and I saw there were some kids cracking whips, and there was a bloke there with him, the dad, and I just decided to head up. You know how much I like the idea of cracking whips. I tried it at Henty and not much success.
Yeah, you were crap at it, yeah.
So I decided to give it another go, and this just shows how far people go for the Man from Snowy River Festival. Have a listen. What's your name?
Nash.
What's your name?
Dusty.
What's your name?
Ned.
Ned, and then you're Pablo?
Pablo, yes.
Yep. So, two of these are yours?
Yes, this is my twin boys.
And how old are you guys?
And we're turning 10.
Turning 10. Now, when did you give them the whip to have a crack at?
Just today.
Really? This is the first time they've ever cracked a whip?
Yeah, they're having a crack today. I think Ned was saying he's had one since he was two.
2 years of age, you had a whip. Bloody hell. Now, how are you finding the whole whip cracking?
It's fun, but when it whips you in the face, it's not fun. Yeah, it's not fun.
Are you a whip cracker yourself?
Yeah, I have a bit of a go myself, now and again.
Yeah. But, so when did you first start
when I was a teenager.
Right.
Not as early as these guys.
Yeah, where are you from, Pablo?
We're from Gladstone in Queensland.
Oh, Gladstone in Queensland.
Yes, we are,
That's right up the top there.
Yeah, it is.
That's near Rockhampton.
That's exactly
You used to
right.
have an uncle who used to live in the caravan park.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so have a go. I want to hear it crack.
All right, okay. Let's go.
All right, don't hit me, though. Bloody, oh, jeepers. Holy moly. That was good, man. Whoa. Now, how easy is it to do? Could I crack the whip during?
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of a technique. It's more technique than anything. It's not necessarily strength. These guys are throwing their whole body
into
it.
Holy crap, they're good.
They only got it today.
Now, if I was to do it, I'd hit myself in the face, wouldn't I?
Probably. But you're better off getting technique off these guys.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I'm going to try it while recording with a phone in one hand. Is that possible?
Nah. You're going to whip your face.
I'm not going to whip my face. Shut up. All right, what do I do? So I'll do that, like that.
All you have to do is this.
It's like flicking your teeth out.
What?
The
oh, Jesus. It's not easy. All right, so I do it around my head like that.
Yeah.
And then I just go, bang!
Yeah,
why didn't it crack?
Because you're doing it
the wrong way. Why am I doing it the wrong way?
It's all in the wrist.
What?
It's all in the wrist.
And you're going to hold it like this.
Yes,
you're going to hold it like this.
Oh, I've got to hold it.
With that thing poking up.
All right, so I'm holding it the wrong way. So I go like this. I go like this.
Two times.
And then, oh, jeez, why didn't it crack?
All
right, watch this. Watch, kids.
And it's
oh,
like this.
Oh, Pablo, I'm giving up. Well done, kids. They were amazing. I was terrible. Did you hear how many cracks they were
every
time?
Yeah, they just cracked it every time. Did you crack it at all?
Nope.
No, but then you just cracked it and left because you couldn't do it.
It was an amazing festival. It was really enjoyable and there was tons going on. I do have to give a shout out to all of the team at the Corryong Courthouse Hotel.
Okay.
Were terrific. Had a bevy there.
Did you now?
Yes. Magnificent. So, yeah, it was cool. It was really good. I'm glad I went, actually. Glad I took the time. And if you've never been, because, you know, an hour and a half out and whatever, just do it at least once, because it's
just
really interesting.
To see. There is lots of things to see and entertainment, and it's great. Yeah, and there's, you know, like horse riding demos and all sorts of stuff.
Plan it for next year.
Yes.
Learn that. It's Triple M.